This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sagil filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host, Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
From all directions, from the west to the east, from the best and I keep weapons in reach, I'm a dead on the street, getting head on the beach, counting red in my sheets, in my bed when I sleep, in my head beat beat.
Wait up, hold up, hold up,
hilarious, hey Sandy. Putting knots in my pocket, putting knots in my back, getting guap off the rap, I'm like, how can she slap, how can the beat slap so hard? I cross the street, Queens Boulevard, so many cars, got so many bars, born to be wild, I get kicked out of bars, get your motor running, riding on the highway, yo, I did it my way, yeah, she likes it my way, hanging out, hangs out.
Hey, what's up, Spaceship Earth, thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. And I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Saturday, September 7th, 2013. What an amazing show and lineup we have tonight. The music artist that we opened up with is Xavier Hawk, one of our first guests. That track was A Tribe Called Das. We're talking about global peace and sustainability tonight. We have some really, really amazing guests. Basically time we talked to some of these people, things are a lot different in the world. So it's going to be really interesting to see what Steve Robertson and Rick Olflick and many others in the show tonight have to say. There's been a lot of change these last few months. We're here live in New York City. We attended the United Nations High Level Forum on Culture of Peace yesterday. It was conveyed by the president of the 67th General Assembly, His Excellency Mr. Vuk Jermic. And the culture of peace as the agenda for a new global civilization. Where are we now? It was an amazing honor to be there and connected with some amazing people. Like I said, we have Steve Robertson on the show tonight. He's projectforpeace.org. We have Rick Olflick from Read the World. We have John Raymer talking about the compassiongames.org. Charles Eisenstein talking about sacred economics. Jeff Harmon, astrologer. Check out jeffharmon.com. And Dr. Rich Nal Miller, one of the show's favorites, physicist, Harvard professor. We love having Rick on, so look forward to him tonight. And of course, we have the one and only Xavier Hawk, raw tribal techno sonic medicine man. His music has been featured all over the world, independent movies, compilations, DVDs, National Geographic. His one-of-a-kind approach to musical theorics weaves techno, tribal, jam, and hip-hop influences together into a shamanic journey that involves the viewer and incorporates them into a spontaneous journey themselves. He's also going to be talking about some important things tonight on the show. So let's start that off with world sustainability. And first, maybe we could talk about the event last night where Xavier performed with the Luminaries in Asheville. Shout out to Luminaries in Asheville. Xavier, thank you for coming on the show. How are you doing this evening? How was the show?
First, I want to say thanks for having me. And second off, I want to say much love to A Tribe Called Red, whose track we just listened to. Some of my brothers out of Canada, and they had Das Racist on that. They're blowing up big right now. And that's truly what needs to happen is a return to the indigenous culture and indigenous roots of all of our peoples, and especially the people here on Turtle Island. I think, you know, one of the things that came out of last night's discussion, which was really good, was, you know, what the transformational culture of festivals have been doing for the population at large. And, you know, talking about diversification, you know, Free talked about how it's, you know, he's like, he walked up at a festival and was like, yeah, look, it's all these white folks, you know? And the truth is like, we need to get more diverse, and not only just diverse, but we need to return to some cultural indigenous roots that my peoples came bringing strong. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And shout out to the luminaries who were in Asheville, and you held the space, and for the Starseed Society meeting, and that, those are the kind of things that have to happen. Open discussion, open collaboration. Everybody needs to be involved, and that's the only way it's going to happen. Tell us about some of the things that came up last night.
Okay, so we started talking about, you know, what is it that we are doing here on planet Earth? What do we want? And it started actually with the prayer that y'all were doing up at Times Square. We synchronized prayers. You called us, and we're like, all right, the intention setting. And we did this whole vision ceremony around that. It's funny, like that story I told you about that vision ceremony at the United Nations that one time. So having everybody sit there and say, I see a world where, you know, and follow that up with what is the world that they wish to see happening, you know, and then, you know, invoking that feeling and what it's like to feel as though we're that world we're existing, and then keying in on that being the compass, you know, because our feelings are what draw us to the future, in a sense. So we have a vision of what we want, and then we put it and attach a feeling to it, and it attracts to us, and we make it manifest. And like, if we're not feeling good, then we're going away from that vision. But if we make sure that we stay focused and like drawing our emotions in the right direction, then we call out that. And we talked about eco-villages, we talked about being integrous as music makers and as MCs, you know, as masters of ceremony, how music is a ceremony, and it's like one of the original ceremonies. Brothers make some really good points in that, and, you know, it was really informative and really inspiring, you know. And then we kicked off the show with a ceremony, and that was really tight. We called in the directions, we called in our ancestors and all our relations, and declared, you know, especially at this time, peace on earth. We're not asking for peace. We're not, you know, wanting wars to stop. We are praying peace on earth, meaning we are being peace. We are breathing peace. We are singing peace. We are chanting peace. And we are chanting down the peace.
And just so people know, right after the UN summit yesterday, we were hoping to get a chance to talk, but we didn't, so I did my own thing and did what I did. And right after that, we went to Times Square. We synced up with you guys in Asheville, and we held hands ourselves here in Times Square, and that was beautiful. We brought the light in right in the middle of thousands of people in Times Square, and you guys doing it there. And that's what it's about. It's about working together and collaborating. Tell us about some upcoming projects and things that you're doing in the sustainable world, things that you're doing to get sustainability out there.
Well, I'm an eco-village developer, so I'm helping people, like people who have land or eco-village dreams, they contact me and I come in and I'm like, this is what you need, and we set it all up for them, you know, and work with them in whatever resources they have, but essentially give them like the business plan, because it's enough, right? I mean, we've spent enough time experimenting how to have eco-villages work. It's like, now we know how it works, you know, you make it a business, and this is how the business works, and this is how it makes money for you, and it builds from there, you know. So helping people realize their dreams of eco-villages, you know, that's one of the big things that I'm working on right now. And then also medicine movie, medicine festivals. I think it's time that we take a real diverse cultural festival around from reservation to reservation, from nation to nation, from location to location, and bring an opportunity for dialogue, an opportunity for sharing medicine, for sharing of culture, for sharing of understanding. And in this marvelous 21st century technological age, you know, it's funny that the solution to all of our issues and all of our problems lie in indigenous traditions.
Absolutely. It's taking it back to basics, taking it back to the roots. All the indigenous planet, you know, people out there knew we were in contact with the star nations, and all the indigenous people knew that. It's in all the scriptures, and it's time to get the real information out there. The free energy projects, hemp, I mean, you name it, there's many things that could stabilize this planet, and that's where it's got to
start. Exactly. Imagine a cultural festival a la the World's Fair, you know, deployed from a blimp or wherever and brought into each little location, and like, here we go. And everybody who's there has to build it, you know, that kind of thing. Like, we work together and, you know, haven. And then we unite heaven and earth. You know, we've got all the star families, and we've got the earth.
Absolutely. And just so people get more information from your music and the stuff you're doing, you got iThunderbird.com. Any upcoming gigs and stuff you want to give a shout out real quick?
No, I just finished a whole slew of them, but I think the Tribe Called Red is being called up right now, so go ahead and listen to some of them.
That's what's up, Star Brother. Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for the mission of grabbing my dad right now in Florida. So shout out to me, Dad, and everybody out there. We'll see you soon, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you again, Xavier, for coming on. And now joining us on the show, we have our next two guests. First, we have Rick Olflink, who is actually at the UN United Nations high-level forum yesterday, who I met down on the main floor. He is founder of We the World and We Campaign. Check out we.net. We the World develops global networks of collaboration, organizes large public gatherings to build mass involvement in the work of creating a peaceful, caring, sustainable world. Advisors and supporters include Nobel Peace Prize laureate Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Jane Goodall, Deepak Chopra, Daniel Ellsberg, Rianne Eisler, Bill McKibben, Robert Thurman, Patch Adams, Hazel Henderson, and about 70 others. He is also the co-founder and principal organizer of the 11 Days of Global Unity, September 11th through September 21st, which we'll definitely be talking about tonight. The 11 Days annually has many as 700 associated events in over 60 countries around the world. Also joining us, we have John Ramirez joining us on the show tonight. He's also going to be joining Rick. We're going to be talking about his new thing that he's doing, which is the CompassionGames.org. And he's also a civic leader, inventor, musician, and American entrepreneur. So with that, Rick, thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's great to be on the show with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And, of course, the big news and the big talk was the United Nations High-Level Forum. And so if you would just give a little background, Rick, first about We the World, how you first came into realizing that global peace is so important to you and what motivated you to start We the World.
Very cool. Thank you. Well, you know, We the World is a global coalition-building organization. We're based in New York City. I founded the organization in the late 90s, and it has grown to the point of annually connecting and promoting thousands of socially conscious organizations, businesses, and individuals. Basically, our aim is to amplify those people's efforts and generate public awareness and action for the common good. And you asked how I got into this. Well, that's a good question. I've had a 30-year I've had a 30-year career as a musician, keyboard player, and composer, and it was really through that that I got involved in social change. You know, I've done music for TV and film and commercials and the Olympics. All kinds of things like that. And in the 90s, I started saying to myself, you know, music career is great, but, what good is a music career if the world is going down the tubes? And I started thinking about, how I could be of service to help create a better world. And so music really became a jumping stone to get involved with the world of social change, you know. I started volunteering with nonprofit organizations, and very often what they were saying was, we're doing good work, but why are we working in isolation? Why is this movement so fragmented, the movement for peace, sustainability, and transformation? So it gave me the idea to start an organization that could foster collaboration, exchange of information and support. And so I put my skills of music production and media production to use in the world of social change. You know, when you're recording a song or producing a film or a TV show, you have to get people together for a common mission and get people on the same page and do fundraising for the project and all of that. That can all be used in the world of nonprofits and social change. So that's what got me into it.
Excellent. Thank you so much for all your work, Rick, and for being a peace advocate. It was such an honor yesterday to be with so many people all focusing, wanting global peace. And I think there was some very key people that really had some good ideas and concepts, and all of us do really, but it's who's going to take the big step to start implementing this change. And I also just want to bring in our other guest, Rick, who you invite on the show. We have John Raymer, who's on the show, and he, conceived and has also produced the Compassion Games Survival of the Kindest. He just launched CompassionGames.org. So welcome to the show, John. And if you could give the listeners out there a little brief background on your involvement with Global Peace for Change movement and how you first got involved and when you first woke up to we need to do something about this.
Yeah. Thank you, Jonah. And thank you, Rick. Just listening to you is exactly the spirit of this whole thing. That we've kind of reached a point where each of us individually are just not sufficient, and we need to think about how to build structures and ways of cooperating and collaborating. And that's been the path for me as well. It was 9/11. I live in Seattle, have for 20-some-odd years, but I grew up in New York City. And that really stunned me. And it left us with, a huge challenge. And in 2008 in Seattle, we had the Seeds of Compassion, a gathering with His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Desmond Tutu, Dave Matthews was here, many others, really looking at planting seeds of hope, especially for the future generations. And that led to us the following year affirming the Charter for Compassion, Karen Armstrong's wish when she won the TED Prize. And then that led to us kicking off this campaign for compassionate cities. And then that led to the mayor of Louisville challenging us, saying that they were the most compassionate city in the world. Mm. And we'd be so until proven otherwise. And being from Brooklyn, I said, what? And we said, game on. And it's really unleashed a level of fun, but really also new levels of cooperation. This is a co-opetition. That's how we characterize what's going on with four countries now and 18 different communities. And it's just great to meet you, Jonah, be on your show, but also exactly to strengthen what Rick's already set in place. Mm. You know, and that's what we've done. So the games go from 9/11 to 9/21. And we think that it's so important to strengthen the structures and things that we're doing and the International Day of Peace and what 9/11 is for us and for everyone around the world seems like the perfect way that we could support what it already, you know, Rick has done such a great job of putting in place over all these years.
Absolutely.
That's part of collective impact. Yeah.
Yes, that's what we were talking about earlier. It's going to be, it has to be a collaborative effort for global change. And the UN, is a perfect vehicle, if you will, because so many nations are already on board. It's just, you know, who's going to take the first step in implementing this new system? And Rick, this question is for you. If you could touch a little bit about what you thought about the United Nations High Level Forum today, if you could give a little background and what that was about to the listeners out there that don't know.
Right. Thank you, Jonah. It's basically about creating a culture of peace and nonviolence. I don't know, Jonah, if you heard the ambassador, Anwar Chowdhury, giving, I think it was like one of the keynote addresses, but he was really behind establishing the culture of peace. And in 1999, he actually was able to get the UN to make a resolution declaring a decade of nonviolence for a culture of peace and nonviolence for the children of the world. So that's really what kicked that off. And, you know, I wanted to get back to what John said about how 9/11 affected him and got him on this path of creating peace and sustainability and transformation. Because, you know, the origin of 11 Days of Global Unity is also connected with 9/11. I don't know if either of you realize that. I can give you a little bit of background about that.
Sure, so, absolutely.
Yeah. In 1981, the United Nations made a resolution for creating the International Day of Peace. And it was calling for a day when the UN would or could announce and celebrate ceasefires in conflict areas around the world. And it began as a movable date taking
Rick,
place.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on right there. We got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll start right up where you left off.
Okay, good.
Hold on right there.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
To the show, you're listening to Starseed Radio. We're joined by two very special guests talking about the most important thing on the planet, world sustainability, world peace. There's many people out there speaking truth, talking about free energy, information that's been hidden or lied about to us, and it's time for world leaders and people all over the world to speak truth and to implement these new systems. What I felt a lot yesterday, Rick, there's a lot of talk about religion, a lot of talk about this and coming together. What I truly feel is to really get world peace, you need to sustain the planet in terms of energy and resources with free energy projects and atmospheric generators that pull water out of the air and create water and systems like that to be implemented, because most of the wars are over resources. I really feel strongly that things like that need to be implemented to really stabilize the planet, to really get the people to stabilize themselves, and we won't have all these fighting and wars. But before we went to commercial break, we were talking about the International Day of Peace, which I have helped put on for the last 2 years in Asheville, North Carolina. But let's get back into that, Rick. Tell us more about the International Day of Peace.
Right, and how that and 9/11 are the source of the origin of 11 Days of Global Unity. So what I was saying was the UN started the International Day of Peace in 1981 as a day when the UN could actually announce and celebrate ceasefires in conflict areas around the world. It took place in those days on the opening day of each new session of the UN General Assembly in September, which was the second Tuesday of September. And going into the year 2000, NGOs wanted to put it on a specific date so that it wasn't a different date every year because, you know, it's the same day of the month every year. The date would change. So they wanted to put it on the 21st. But the UN was a little slow to act. And what happened was in 2001, on the first day of the opening session of the UN General Assembly, that is when the 9/11 tragedy happened. So technically speaking, the International Day of Peace was on 9/11 in 2001. And then their resolution from that point on put it on 9/21, you know, September 21st. And so we looked at that, we the world, and our partners, and we said, let's create something that symbolizes that what happened there, the journey from fear to hope, from September 11th to September 21st. And that became the 11 Days of Global Unity. And we had 125 cities participating that first year. Desmond Tutu gave us a video, and Jane Goodall and Marianne Williamson, Deepak Chopra, and Barbara Marx Hubbard and Robert Thurman, and on, everybody participated, and it's just grown so that annually now we have as many as 700 events in 60 countries around the world.
Beautiful, and that's what it's about. It's about syncing together people all at the same time, because energetically what that does is really sync everyone together, and the more we do that, the more people that get involved, even just last night, like meditating in Times Square and syncing up with Asheville, and they were doing it at the same time. Things like that are helping bridging the gap, if you will, of coming together, collaborating, taking the time. Everyone takes a day off. Everyone takes a couple days off and focuses on the real issue, which is global peace and how do we implement it, and just reflect on that. Very important for people to do. And going into John, with your compassion games, you basically go by four steps. You have the four steps of the compassion games. So if you would give the listeners a background on the compassion games and the four steps and where that conceived from.
Yeah, well, you know, to make these changes that we're talking about at a global level, of course it all starts from within. And what, you know, we realize is that those changes are going to lead to us cooperating and collaborating in new ways. So the challenge that we saw, and is known in the, you know, narrative and literature of collective impact, where we kind of recognize none of us individually, whether you're a business or an organization or an NGO or government agency, can do this level of engagement by ourselves. So there are conditions necessary to create collective impact, and the games are a good example of that, because you not only need some shared vision and agenda, you need a shared way to measure. It's a big part of it for communities to say, okay, how do we know we're making progress? And how do we start out by strengthening what's already working in our communities? So the games do that. So they build upon the, you know, assets that are in a community to engage in this co-opetition. So you have a variety of ways that you actually keep score here. So in the compassion games, the hours of volunteer service, the number of volunteers, the dollars raised for nonprofits, as well as the number of people that are served. And we're using this platform in building a compassion map. So you submit reports during these 11 days, and there's a leaderboard, so people can actually engage and see who's, you know, making best efforts. Now, we're not competing against. It's funny, this competition word in its roots is come from competere, which means to strive together. So what we're looking to do here is say, how can each of us in our own ways, individually and collectively, call out our very best? In a compassion game, it's not a finite win-lose game. It's an infinite game. And the more people that play, the more people that win. So it really ties in very well with, Joni, what your listeners are interested in terms of sustainability and even thrivability, right? How do we create the kind of cultures that are reflective of our values when we feel so impotent at being able to come together? We're at a time when it's, you know, the pull is so great because of the possibility, and the push is so hard because of the collapsing institutional failure around us. And the games, I'll give you a great example where it's like breaking new ground. There's a women's prison in California that's playing the compassion games. And there's 100-plus units, each with over 100 women. And they're, during the compassion games, they're going to be keeping score, and each of the units are challenging each other. see who can create the most compassionate action within the setting of a prison. And, you know, stuff like that is what people are doing with this, where they're taking this idea of how we create collective impact by collaborating at higher and higher levels of shared values and putting that to work into real action in the world. But realizing it starts from within. And just one other point, for us, that came from our relationship with indigenous people. Mm. Here in Seattle during the Seeds of Compassion, it was Phil Lane, Jr., hereditary chief, who was part of that, and shared with us these guiding principles from 40 years of consultation from indigenous leaders and elders. It says, starting from within, working in a circle, in a sacred manner, we heal and develop ourselves, our relationships, and the world. And that's been at the root of all this work on compassion we've been doing, that it's bottom-up, it's top-down, it's outside-in, you know, learning from others, but it really starts from the inside out. And that's what I think has given us a lot of juice in this game, because we're really trying to walk the path, and by walking that path, make it visible and make the discoveries and learn how do we really collaborate, how are we going to really change things and, you know, make the difference that needs to be made right now.
Definitely, and I think the indigenous people and indigenous cultures are so important into this if you back simplifying the craziness that we've created, because every indigenous culture on the planet, if you look back, lived in harmony with the planet. And I know people may say, well, that was a long time ago, they didn't have skyscrapers and things like that. Well, guess what, people? There are systems in place now ready to be implemented worldwide with free energy, Tesla technology. I mean, there's tons of stuff out there. It's just who's going to implement it? Who, you know, who's going to – how many of us is it going to take to band together, Rick? You know, it's like how
right. –
but we're doing it. We're doing it. And they talked about it yesterday at the UN. They talked about what – it has to start with inner peace, correct?
Oh, definitely. It's really the combination of inner peace and outer peace. And one of the goals that we have is actually to connect the cultural creatives in the country, in this country and the world. I don't know if you're familiar with that idea of the cultural creatives. It was coined by Paul Ray, who wrote the book called The Cultural Creative, how 50 million people are creating a new culture. And it's really about connecting the people who share these values, the values of social justice and environmental stewardship, health, holistic health, spirituality, nonviolence, peace, social responsibility, compassion, global awareness, indigenous wisdom, and we consciousness. Problem is that these tens of millions of people who share these values aren't really visible to each other, and they usually don't act collectively. So the rate of societal change towards transformation is pretty incremental at this point. So what we're doing is we're building systems that allow the cultural creatives to become aware of each other so they can begin to work
yes.
together and accelerate this social change and shift.
Rick, hold on right there. Very important to end on. Thank you so much. Hang on right there. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM. at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. American Survival Wholesale. .com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Starseed Radio, and I just got to say, we're talking about world peace, and one of the commercials is for a shooting range, and I just want to say to listeners out there, I do not control all the commercials. The station has some of the commercials. That was not by my doing, so I know I'm probably going to get some emails about that. But back to the focus of tonight's show, which is world sustainability and world peace and sustaining the planet. Rick, I'll start with you and then to John. How do we focus on getting the teens and the youth involved? Like, I feel that's where the energy is. The 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds, like yesterday in the United Nations in the high-level forum, I didn't see anybody else my age. Not that I'm old. I'm 34. I ran into another gentleman, Nick, who was there, and he was my age in the 30s, but no one else. And, you know, how do you bridge that gap, Rick? How do you reach the youth and the 20, 30-year-olds? And what are some ways or tactics or ideas that you think we can start engaging more of the younger generations?
Well, you know, what's interesting is we're working with people who are on campuses, you know, like young people who are in college and even sometimes in high school, because a lot of young people are also not happy about what's going on in the world. They don't want to inherit the kind of world where, you know, we have 15 children dying per minute of hunger and disease at the same time, during the same minute, $2 million is spent by nations like the U.S. on weapons and war. So they see what's going on. They do want to get involved. So campuses, yes, and local community groups, that's a big source of people who are working in this way. And one of the things I wanted to mention with the 11 days is that we have 11 themes, 11 ways that people can actually change the world. And young people, and in fact anyone, can really relate to these. I'll just read them down. Unity, interdependence, environment, economic justice, health, children and youth, women, human rights, freedom, disarmament, and peace. And so what happens is people can connect and, in fact, participate in the compassion games by picking one of these themes of change. So that's one way that, you know, the compassion games and the 11 days are working together. One thing I also want to mention, a guy named Oliver Rizzi Carlson, who's in his 20s, is doing a special conference in Geneva, Switzerland. He's working with the Global Alliance for Ministries and Infrastructures for Peace to present a pioneering conference on new approaches to peace called Nesting Peace. And he's totally into social media and all of that. The other partner I wanted to mention is Peace Day TV, because they're doing a global broadcast for all of the 11 days. And people can actually post their videos. You know, if people want to get involved, young people and everyone, they can go to we.net and sign up as a partner for the 11 days. And there's a link there also for the Compassion Games.
And that's what's so important is getting involved. So, Rick, thank you for that. And everyone, check out those websites. And now, John, to you, what is your take? What are some ways? I know the Compassion Games is your thing, but what are some other ways we can really engage the youth? What do you feel, or you know, what are some alternative ways that maybe you haven't implemented yet, or things you thought of?
Well, you know, the key thing there, and I've been working with youth. We have our media partner, What's Good 206, is youth who train other youth on how to use media to tell stories about what's working in the community. There's a very different narrative there, a different story there. And part of what we've got to own is this notion of intergenerational equity. In other words, the older generation needs to give it up and share the power and give not just a voice, but give some real authority to move these resources back to this next generation. That's part of the natural order. That's part of the way stuff is supposed to flow. And we don't see that happening enough. There's a tremendous amount of self-centeredness. Our whole attitude toward elders is another example where indigenous cultures can teach us things. You know, in America, it's like the cost is one to, like, die already or hide them or get rid of them. And this is our most important asset. And the youth know that. It's amazing. Whereas, you know, the boomer generation grew up, don't trust anyone over 30. And there was, you know, they used to call it a generation gap. Youth are saying, where the hell are you guys? You need to be at the table here, and you need to start, you know, sharing at a different level. So the power of the youth, of course, they're totally connected. And the generation waking up, I don't know if you guys have seen that, is a beautiful example. Josh Gorman and the work that's connected to the Pachamama Alliance, the generation waking up. And these guys are really, you know, redefining what it is to work together in super creative ways. And that's what we need to be amplifying. And at the same time, like I said, really, you know, this intergenerational equity, turning it over consciously, like there's Nexus, this youth philanthropist under 40, and you've got young people that are really ready to step up. And then you get little kids like Louise who are born. Did you guys see why Louise won't eat his octopus on YouTube?
No.
This is so incredible. You guys should check this out later. Your listeners should. The young 4-year-old who has more wisdom. I've seen most people 70 years old talking to his mother from his, you know, about why it's not right to eat animals. And, you know, something's not right about that. And I say this because too often we treat the youth as if, like, you're somehow inadequate, when in reality they've got vision, and some of them are incredibly inspiring leaders who need to be supported and given resources and, you know, for you to get out of the way and create some space for them.
Yeah, you know,
actually,
that reminds
me.
Yep.
One of our partners is Jane Goodall and her youth program, Roots and Shoots. And they have, in schools in over 110 countries, they have young people in schools working for their communities to help and protect animals and to create peace. And it's really creating a new generation of people who have a different kind of connection to the planet, you know? So that's one thing. Another partner is Earth Dance. I don't know if you've heard about Earth Dance, but...
Every year
around this time, they've been a strong partner with 11 Days for many years. They have a synchronized dance and a meditation for peace around the world. And they're in, like, over 300 locations, 350 locations themselves. And it's through the power of music, dance, and the arts, and that's a great way to connect with young people.
Absolutely. Earth Dance leads the way, and I've talked to some of those guys, Michael Gosney and other people that are founders in that, and absolutely music is definitely a strong component, I feel, to all of this, and that's why I start the show off always with a conscious music artist in terms of they're putting out their music to help raise awareness, and that's their intent, and you could really feel it through their music. So it's really assuring also to hear all about all the youth and everything that is taking place around there. I didn't know about a lot of that information, so thank you for that. We have about 2-3 minutes left, Rick, so if you would, give us some updates and things that are upcoming and how people can get involved, and then John will go into you to give out your website and other ways to get people involved.
Right. Okay, so some other great 11 Days partners, Benjamin Barber and the Interdependence Movement, that's another wonderful thing. They celebrate... And we all celebrate Interdependence Day on September 12th. Voices of Women Worldwide. You know, you can Google any of these that you want to write down, anyone. Then there's Wherever the Need. It's taking place in the United Kingdom. We Are One is taking place in Wailuku, Hawaii. The Institute for Multi-Track Diplomacy in Arlington, Virginia. I just want to say again, Peace Day TV is very important because they're doing the this global webcast. Also, the International Day of Peace.org. It's International Day of Peace.org. That's where all of the literally thousands of events are taking place on the International Day of Peace, September 21st.
Beautiful.
And all of this on we.net. You just click on the 11 Days of Global Unity, and you get all the information there.
Great. And, John, real quickly, about 30 seconds, your information, please.
Yeah, go to CompassionGames.org, and you can be a secret agent of compassion. You can play Compassion Tag, which is a game we've invented for Facebook friends. It's really a fun new thing. There's also service projects in all these communities. Anybody can play anywhere and then report on this compassion map and share with each other the things that are making a difference and connecting us all together.
Excellent. Thank you both so much for your service and your work, and I will speak to both of you soon. You have a great night. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom.